check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCUS Summit here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Glenn Wheeler. You are from Catalyst Corporate Federal Credit Union. Glenn, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, how are you? How are you? And how's the conference going? I'm not sure how long you've been here, but...
Yeah, it's going great. Looking forward to doing a little session on FedNow here later today.
That's going to be standing room only. And, you know, this is one of the few conferences that I go to where there's more people on the last day than there was on the first day. I was just noticing that in the room, and there it's packed.
It's packed.
It's a good deal. A good deal for the speakers too. So the topic at hand here is adoption of instant payments and industry momentum as a result of the general release of the FedNow service, which was just released a month or so ago. July 20th, I think it was, or something like that.
Technically, the evening of July 19th.
Oh, okay.
Because the Fed kind of goes to their next business day at 7 o'clock Eastern every evening. So they were live the evening of the 19th.
All right. Well, let's split some hairs then. All right.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. So share with me, give us a quick overview of your talk, what you're going to be talking about. And then obviously FedNow, which is has everybody on the edge of their seat, and how credit unions can participate.
It is. It's gotten a lot of momentum. There's also a lot of industry misinformation about what it is and what it isn't. We're going to try to clarify some of those kind of things.
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit about timing and adoption and why we think it's critical for credit unions to adopt instant payments and get on board sooner rather than later. There's flexibility in the FedNow system as far as being able to start off just receiving transactions. We think that may be, for many credit unions, a stepping stone that don't want to take on the some of the responsibilities around send right off the bat. And so we're going to talk to them about some of the advantages of at least getting into instant payments, even if it's initially from a receive only standpoint.
Okay.
It's a way to get, for some transactions, be able to get credit unions members their money faster.
Exactly, which is what we all want.
We're
also used to this immediacy in our society now, so why not get your money faster as well?
Absolutely.
Throw that into the pile as well. So you talked about why this is critical for credit unions. Why is it critical for credit unions? I mean, I think we both know the answer here, but I just want to get your take.
Yeah, it really is to provide, to meet the demands that are out there from both consumers and businesses that are driving towards getting money faster, getting settlement quicker. And that's one of the big things with FedNow. I mean, there's existing P2P networks that are out there that are really kind of leveraging existing payment rails, such as ACH, push to cart. FedNow was designed to be able to facilitate instant payments and the instant settlement between the financial institution. And it really puts the financial institution, the credit union, at the core of the transaction, as opposed to being disintermediated by other providers that compromise the ability for credit unions to be central to the transaction. We think those are reasons. The consumers and businesses, they trust their credit union.
Completely.
And we think that credit unions taking an active stance in things like instant payments in FedNow are demonstrations of ways that they can provide products and services to their members that will meet the demands that their members are seeing today.
Yeah, and credit has always been, you know, lending has always been a top priority for them. You know, obviously auto lending is their bread and butter, as we all know, but payments is really kind of percolating to the top here as far as importance goes. Like you said in your previous response, that, you know, payments is going to be so central to your credit union's operations, right? So
it is, and
FedNow is going to really give it a quick little boost.
We think
as well.
that FedNow is it's really going to quickly become more like table stakes for credit unions to offer. And so we used to get questions about, oh, my members aren't asking for it, those kind of things. And we would argue they may never ask for FedNow, but they want instant payments. They want their money faster. Really? They want the transaction.
Do they care
faster.
About FedNow?
It's kind of like, it's kind of like.
They just want that immediacy, right?
Yeah, members don't ask for ACH today. Right. They ask for things like direct deposit. They want to offer direct deposit.
Yep.
It's going to be the same thing for
semantics.
FedNow. Right.
Yeah, so, okay, tell me about the when. Because right now we're kind of in a pilot phase, I guess. And then, so when should credit unions start? Obviously, they should be looking at it right now, but when's like an optimum date they should launch something like this?
We think the sooner rather than the later on FedNow. I mean, it's live.
Yeah.
It is live. Now, it's not mandatory for any financial institution to participate, but we think there are so many use cases to support instant payments and FedNow that getting on board at minimum from a receive standpoint sooner rather than later is the way to go. Like I said, it's already live. We're doing transactions today.
Oh, are you? Cool.
We were one of the first financial institutions to do a FedNow transaction.
Really?
In fact, we did one the evening of
July
19th.
Oh, good.
We were all in our conference room staring at our screens going,
that's awesome.
When's that transaction going to hit? You know, it was almost comical, but it was kind of historical.
Well, it was kind of fun,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
And we did get validated that Catalyst was the first financial institution in the 11th Fed District to do a FedNow transaction on the evening of the 19th.
Well done.
So we're very proud of that. We had some great partners to work with it. It was so interesting. Obviously, we serve credit unions, and our initial credit union received the transaction, but it was sent by another credit union. It was so exciting that it was a credit union to credit union transaction the first day within the first hour of FedNow going into general release. It was really awesome.
And those folks get it. So
and those folks get it.
For sure, for sure. So what do you want folks, I mean, obviously we know the importance of FedNow, the timing of FedNow. So what do you want your audience to take back to their credit unions regarding your message today?
Yeah, I hope that they get clarification on some of this misinformation about what it is and what it isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've heard from
is the misinformation?
We've heard from a number of credit unions that it's just another form of like ACH, and you know, trying to demonstrate that it's a new payment rail that was developed and designed for instant payments is one of those things. And what it's not, from a perspective of some people think it's an end-to-end solution on instant payments. FedNow is just the means by which financial institutions can connect to one another.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really not, it doesn't come with any back-end or processing solution or certainly a front-end solution.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all additional things that have to be a consideration in order to participate. In fact, how are you going to be able to provide a tool so your members have the ability to send instant payments?
Yeah.
And whether it's through your incorporating into your online banking, mobile banking, there's a tie-in with the credit union's core relationship to be able to provide the instant posting. So there's a lot of other factors, and there's kind of, we've heard a lot from credit unions that think FedNow is the full product suite, and it's really not. It's really just a means by which, it's a new way that financial institutions can connect to one another.
Right. And it's 40 years in the making, I've heard.
And it's 40 years in the making. Yes.
So why not?
Yes.
The other why not is because, and I'm thinking it from the credit union perspective, that the credit union's other financial institutions are going to be using this, so why not you?
Yes.
So that's going to give them a leg up in the competition realm as well. So why not be right there or ahead of those folks? And just another added value for your credit union to say, hey, you know what? We're offering this. We're on the cutting edge, pardon the 90s term.
And there's so many big payments providers that are playing, not just in the FedNow pilot program, but in the early adoption phase. And, I mean, it includes the large financial institutions, Department of Treasury is in the FedNow pilot program. Mm-hmm. So as they start rolling out different initiatives around that, there's just going to be competition and demand that's out there for credit unions to be able to offer these services, yeah, just like their competitors, mm-hmm, both financial institutions and fintech,
yeah,
providers.
Yeah, so why not?
So know, why not?
Get on that train right now. So exactly, like you said, sooner the better you get on.
Sooner
for sure,
the better.
Anything else to add to kind of wrap up here and give you a little warm up for your talk this afternoon?
Oh, no, I appreciate the opportunity. Definitely looking forward to talking this initiative, because I think payments has suddenly gotten kind of cool.
Very much so. Very
and
much
people
so.
Are interested. Like you said, traditionally maybe it was more of from a lending perspective, mm-hmm, but payments are pretty cool right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we can share a few thoughts that help reinforce that it's a fun time to be in payments. There's
so
a
too.
Lot happening.
Oh my gosh.
And
yeah,
there's a lot of innovation there. And hopefully we can share some of those words that help whet some appetites for folks to be able to say, hey, we can do something with,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. And add that cool factor to your credit union as well. So yeah,
absolutely.
Indeed, indeed. And just as an aside, I pay for most everything on this watch, you know?
Yeah.
And so talk about cool. Every time I go somewhere and pay for something, I still get from like the person who's behind the counter, like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. I said, yeah, well, and best of all, my credit union's card is at the very top. So I use that. So it's boom.
And that's what we want it to be.
Payments are,
right?
Yeah.
That's where we want it to be.
Exactly.
That the credit union's at the top of
top
that
of watch.
List. You know, some of my sessions I ask, you know, the audience of credit unions, the question about how many P2P apps do they have on their phone currently? And
yeah,
I tell
yeah.
you, without exception, more than one gets 80 to 90% of that audience.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's how popular it is.
That's
all right,
how popular.
Good stuff. All right, Glenn, well, I'm going to let you go get warmed up and get ready for your talk this afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. And this is going to be an ongoing thing. So FedNow is going to just kind of raise to the top now. So it's going to be really exciting to see credit unions adopt to it as well. So
awesome. Appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime, Glenn. Well done. And good luck this afternoon. Have fun.
Thank you, sir.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.